Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, we want to continue our discussion on the subject of righteousness consciousness, or the fact that we should be aware of our righteousness in Christ Jesus always. In a previous broadcast, we learned that the Lord Jesus is made righteousness to all who believe in him. This is because he took on himself the past, present, and future sins of all mankind and gave us his righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 tells us that. Yes, you are righteous as long as you are in Jesus or you are born again. Just as Noah was righteous in the ark, a type of Jesus. Now Noah and his seven relatives with him in the ark may have fallen due to the storms that beat against the ark, and since it was their very first experience, but they still fell in the ark, not outside the ark. That is how it is with you in Christ, my friend. Jesus is your ark, and once you are in Christ, your falls are unfortunate, but they are still within Jesus Christ, the ark that shields you. And his righteousness that you have cannot be improved by your good works. You have to believe that you are righteous before God because of his unconditional love for you in Christ. I emphasize this because you have to first believe right before you can live right. Actually, even whilst on earth, God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself, not imputing to mankind their trespasses, but canceling them by grace. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Wow! God was reconciling the world to himself, not himself to the world. He loves us, my friend. God loves the world and decided by himself to forgive mankind and put an arrangement in place to free us from our sins. So why don't you just accept God's loving and gracious arrangement in Christ? Why do you make yourself holier than God? Please understand that God's love is greater than sin and will cover multitudes of it by a just arrangement as we have in Christ. Praise him forevermore. Yes, my friend, we can see from scriptures that sin does not stop the love of God. Only your will can stop God's infinite love, because he does not force any man against his will. Beloved, by his love, God predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. Yes, by the love of God, the everlasting righteousness that Jesus brought to mankind puts you to rest in him, knowing that as Jesus is in heaven right now, so are you in this world as a believer. 1 John 4:17. Now, what do you do as a believer in the face of sin? Please understand that our righteousness in Christ is not an on and off thing, depending on what you do, because it lasts forever. So you do not become less righteous because you sinned as a believer. If, not when. The word is, if you sin, you only have to stand up for your righteousness by faith in Jesus' performance for you. This is because you cannot be neutral, unconcerned, or insensitive in the face of sin. And God will always help you in your fight of faith, because the Holy Spirit will convict you of your righteousness even in the face of sin. John chapter 16, 7 to 8. You know, the Holy Spirit's conviction in you does not contradict Jesus' witness to God in heaven that you are righteous by faith in his blood. So the Holy Spirit does not accuse or condemn you if you sin. He rather comes to your side and helps you against the accusations of the enemy by reassuring you of God's love for you. You know, sensitivity to your righteousness in Jesus will prevent you from leading a sinful life. I'll say it again. Sensitivity to your righteousness in Jesus will prevent you from leading a sinful life. So be sensitive to righteousness, my friend. Yes, God wants you to be sensitive to righteousness and not to sin. Even to unbelievers, the Holy Spirit convicts them of only one sin, namely unbelief of Jesus. John chapter 16, 7 to 8. That's all. Dear friend, people are going to hell because of only one sin, and that sin is not believing in Jesus, not because of many sins. So if you believe in Jesus, you are made righteous, and your righteousness does not stop here, because the Holy Spirit continually convicts the believer of his righteousness in Christ in this sin-filled and error-prone world. Yes, Holy Spirit convicts you of righteousness because both God and Jesus want you to be righteousness conscious all the time, even in the face of sin. But Satan wants you sin conscious, so he will also continually try to fix your mind as a believer on your sins to make you feel guilty and filthy to actually sin again. But I want you to know that God is for you. Please understand that God never sides with the devil against you, no matter how culpable you are. Even in the act of sin, waywardness, and rebellion, God is ultimately, and the word is ultimately, still for you and not against you. That explains why King David said that though he walks, of course, by himself through the valley of the shadow of death, Jesus, the good shepherd, will be with him. Beloved, if God forsakes you in the face of sin, how will you ever be able by yourself to go to him? No, my friend, God's love is greater than your sin. So the good shepherd, Jesus, will not say that the wolf should catch you because you are a stubborn lamb. No, he will even abandon all others and come after you to help you in the valley of the shadow of death. Luke chapter 15, 1 to 3. Remember that you are still his sheep, even if you go astray. Yes, scripture says if Jesus is for sinners, how much more for you, a believer. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 to 10 and chapter 8 verse 32. My friend, believe in everlasting righteousness. You know, the everlasting nature of your righteousness in Christ implies that you should be righteousness conscious all the time. This is the unbeatable righteousness of God, and Jesus himself is this righteousness. It is imputed or credited to you by God's love, yes, as a gift to undeserving people. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus did not sin, but was made sin, so you do not do a righteous thing to be given this everlasting righteousness. It is a free gift of God to undeserving humans who believe in Jesus' work at the cross. So only believe, my friend. You know, some people say that if you do not live out a righteous life always, then you are not righteous. No, my friend. Believing is the only condition for receiving everlasting righteousness. I will say it again. Believing is the only condition for receiving everlasting righteousness. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. I know you will say to repent before believing. Technically, you are right, and I agree with you on that. But operationally, believing is the repentance that God expects from unbelievers. For what can they initially change in themselves without God before coming to Him? In other words, unbelievers do not have to repent or change their sinful lives before believing in Jesus. They just have to change their minds about God or Jesus by wanting out of their sinful status through believing in Him. So unbelievers do not have to clean themselves before believing in Jesus. They just should believe in Jesus, and He will clean them and declare them righteous by giving them His righteous status. Therefore, keep righteousness as simple as it is in Scripture. You know, a person may believe in Jesus' sacrifice and have everlasting righteousness without getting the physical opportunity to live it out. Does it mean that that person does not have everlasting righteousness because he did not live it out? Certainly not. Please check out the many people on their sick beds with terminal diseases who accept Jesus just before they die. Do they become righteous or not? Of course, they do. That is how simple the way of Christ is. That is why heaven will be highly populated compared to hell, and with a lot of surprises. Yes, you may look at a moralist from afar and conclude that by his behavior, he has everlasting righteousness. But it may not be so at all. Dear friend, let us not complicate the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3 and verse 14. So there are people who do not believe in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, but still lead an upright life, always in inverted commas. These are actually without everlasting righteousness. They only have human righteousness, the type that God does not settle for. The unbeatable righteousness of Jesus is the good news of the grace of God to all mankind. You know, there is a ministration of righteousness committed to all believers, and it focuses on grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. The opposite is the ministration of condemnation that focuses on merit and ministers death. 2 Corinthians 3, 7. Yes, once the law of Moses was introduced by Moses, even the lifespan of humans shortened because of guilt and condemnation from sin. So fallen man at the time no longer lived hundreds of years as before the law of Moses, but about 70 years. Psalm 90 verse 7 to 10. This is because the law unveiled sin in man. Beloved, the good news is not unveiling the sins of people because sin is bad news. The good news is announcing the existence of a gift of everlasting righteousness to sinful man. Think about this. If you are given a gift of righteousness that depends on or is sustained on your works or the good you do, then it is no gift. I'll say it again. If you are given a gift of righteousness that depends or is sustained on your works or the good that you do, then it is no gift. But God gave us His righteousness as a gift, not as a reward. Romans 5:17. Therefore, unveil the righteousness of God to unbelievers. Yes, the gospel is unveiling the everlasting righteousness that mankind can receive by grace. And unlike the law, grace unveils the righteousness of God and not the sins of man. Romans 1:16 to 17. My friends, the knowledge or consciousness of good and evil may seem great, but it leads to sin and death, not to righteousness and life, as we learn from our first parents, Adam and Eve.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, what is good is not always right. Therefore, although God saw that all that he created was good, including the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it was not right for mankind to eat of it. Genesis 1:12 and 16-17. You should therefore make people become righteousness conscious by the gospel, because they already know they are sinners. Yes, you do not have to rub in the knowledge of sin. Matthew 18:3, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 20. You know, knowledge of sin is already built in all men because of the fall of man and the exposure to the law. This is why Jesus came with righteousness to counter the inbuilt sin nature and consciousness of sin. So you do not need to focus on sin, but on the righteousness of our Lord Jesus that mankind can receive by grace. This is the gospel that you should not be ashamed of, because it may sound too simple. It is the ministry of reconciliation or exchange, as in the Greek, that has been given to all believers. Yes, there was an exchange of sin for righteousness on the cross. And God wants you to minister everlasting righteousness without shame. Now understand that you are God's righteousness if you are born again or you have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Beloved, in Jesus you are the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says, and I quote, "For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him," unquote. As a believer, this is how God sees you, because it is a spiritual truth. He sees you as the righteousness of God, or as his righteousness. Just as Jesus did not only carry our sins, but actually became sin on the cross, so do you not only do righteous acts, but are the righteousness of God, if you are in Christ. Wow! Praise the Lord! Now what this means is that, as a believer, you are so righteous that you are the very righteousness of God. There is therefore no point in trying to be righteous before God by your works, because you already are the righteousness of God. And so it's not the righteous activities you do as a believer that makes you righteous. As a believer, certainly your practical righteous living shows that you are righteous. In other words, when you live out the righteous life, it only shows that you are righteous, but it does not make you righteous. What makes you righteous is your faith in Jesus minus your righteous works. Now let's talk about righting the wrongs in our societies. As the righteousness of God, you as a believer, you are in God and God is in you. Now, because you are the righteousness of God, all positive things that you do, whether in church or at your secular jobs, are righteous. So as far as you are concerned, it is not just activities like prayer, reading the Bible, etc., which are righteous acts, but all other positive things you do, like working at your secular jobs and other positive out of church activities to humanity, are righteous as well. Also, as a righteousness of God, the world is waiting for you to right all the wrongs around. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 to 21. So when you manifest or you show up anywhere, God has actually shown up to put things right in people's lives, in society, and the environment as a whole. Beloved, you are God's weapon of righteousness, and so should not be scared of the wrongs around you. Yes, my friend, you cannot have a neutral, "I don't care, this world is not my home" attitude that makes you passive to affairs on earth. You know, if all that God wants is for you to have close fellowship with Him, He would have taken you to heaven the moment you became a believer. Surely God firstly wants to have intimate fellowship with you, but that is even partly for the ultimate purpose of equipping you to rule the earth. Really, that is why believers will go to heaven for a while, that is, to be equipped to rule the earth. My friend, the world is waiting for believers who understand that they are the very righteousness of God. It is because unbelievers are reeling under the spirit of error that makes them get it wrong all the time. But as a believer, you have been defaulted to get it right than wrong, to succeed than fail, to believe than doubt, to be healthy than sick, to be rich than poor, etc., etc. So wake up to who you are in Jesus. Awake to Jesus's everlasting righteousness and you will not sin. I will say it again. Be fully awake to Jesus's everlasting righteousness that you have and that you are, and you will not sin, because you yourself are the righteousness of God. 1 Corinthians 15, 33 to 34. Hallelujah. Now let's talk about righteousness and justice. Child of God, by having Jesus' everlasting righteousness, you know that sin is ended by Him. And when you know that sin is ended, just as Jesus did on the cross, you can reckon yourself to be dead to sin's condemnation and penalty. This will then show in your practical control over sin's power and influence. Romans chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. Yes, you have to do justice to Jesus in this present age for what He did on the cross in the past. You know, on the cross, the grace of Jesus made full payment to the justice of God. I will say it again. On the cross, the grace of our Lord Jesus made full payment for sin to the justice of God, thus legitimately redeeming mankind from sin and Satan, who also legitimately held on to us because of sin. Yes, God in His love made that arrangement to save us from Satan, from sin and its derivatives, by allowing Jesus to make payment for us to His justice. This way, God's justice will be on our side to forgive and free us from sin and Satan's kingdom into righteousness in the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus. Colossians 1, 12 to 14. I quote that, "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, unquote. So you can go to all the world, my friend, and show to unbelievers the righteousness and justice of God, which he displayed in redeeming, that is, forgiving and buying mankind back because of Jesus' sacrifice. I quote 1 John 2:2, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the whole world, unquote. Unbelievers need to be righteous. Right believing leads to this righteousness of God. So unbelievers need to renounce their sin of unbelief in Jesus' sacrifice and believe in Jesus as Lord over their sin nature and sin status. Romans 10:10. This is because they are forgiven by God already in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:19. You know, God's advanced forgiveness is meant to induce faith for confession in unbelievers. Yes, God wants us to tell unbelievers that they are already forgiven in Christ. It is in order for them to have faith to come to God through Jesus Christ. Thus, their initial confession of Jesus as Lord over sin by his death and resurrection is necessary to complete the process of reconciliation that was initiated by God's love. So if an unbeliever confesses his sins, God is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse him, because he has already done that in principle in Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9. You know, in the kingdom system of the New Testament, we do not confess sin to be forgiven, but because we are already forgiven for Christ's sake. I will say it again. In the kingdom arrangement of Jesus, we do not confess our sins to be forgiven, but we confess our sins because we are already forgiven for Jesus' sake. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32 teaches us this, and I quote it, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Yes, God is faithful and just to Jesus Christ to forgive unbelievers if they confess. It is because Jesus has done justice to their sins. So now it is left for us believers, as the righteousness of God on earth, to forgive unbelievers by engaging in the ministry of reconciliation. As God's righteousness on earth, our forgiveness of unbelievers is necessary because God's ministry of reconciling the world to himself, which he started in Christ Jesus, has now been given to us. Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 says, and I quote, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if any has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do, unquote. So we should forgive mankind and do our ministry of reconciliation as graciously as Jesus did, and in his name, by the Spirit of God. When we preach the word of forgiveness and reconciliation in Christ to unbelievers, we do justice to Jesus' sacrifice. Beloved, the justice of God to Jesus now demands that you are mentally righteousness conscious, for this is the first way of justifying Jesus' sacrifice. This consciousness is part of the inheritance of the saints in the light, so you must partake of it. I will say it again. The justice of God to Jesus now demands that you are mentally righteousness conscious, for this is the first way of justifying Jesus' sacrifice. 1 John 1:7. This consciousness, my friend, is part of the inheritance of the saints that you have in the light. So you should partake of it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.